You would think that New Orleans' finest classical musicians would have enough stress, as well as joy, of course, playing the many demanding concerts presented in each year's Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra season. So why do some of them decide to look for more occasions to add more rehearsals and more performances to their already busy lives?
Why we do this is because we really want to play chamber music, and we want to do it on our own terms. We want to play music that we want to play, that we think is really great, and we want people to write pieces for us, and we want to do pieces that just don't get performed a whole lot.
That's Bruce Owen, assistant principal viola with the LPO. He's the creative energy behind Musaica, a New Orleans-based chamber group of musician colleagues who have carved a solid reputation for themselves, presenting free performances of often lesser-known works in smaller venues around town.
One of the things that we do try to do with our programming is include a name or two that people are familiar with, so we don't totally scare them off. We get them in with a piece that they might say, yeah, I really want to hear this composer. And then they'll just stay and they'll hear the other pieces that we're playing and they'll say, yeah, that's really great music. I want to hear more of that. And then hopefully they'll come back.
Another thing Bruce and company like to do is to give each concert season a musical theme. This season, it's green, honoring the color and the tie between St. Patrick's Day and Earth Day. Their final performance on Monday, April 22nd, will begin with a well-known and beloved work, the Spring Section of Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Then we proceed to the Fantasia on themes from Verdi's La Traviata, and that will be performed by Stephanie Thompson, one of our clarinetists, and it's basically all the great arias that people know from that opera. So I hope that a lot of opera lovers will come to our concert. The next piece is actually our world premiere of the year. And this piece is by the New Mexico composer Molly O'Mara, who is of Irish heritage. So there's our Irish part.
Now, Molly O'Mara is actually Bruce's 78-year-old mother, a thoughtful composer, a musician since age 8, and a favorite of the Musaica family, who will conclude their Earth Day concert with 9 musicians performing a work written in 1930 by the rarely played composer Arnold Bax.
So Arnold Bax is an English composer who was born in 1883, and he lived until 1953. He spent his youth in Ireland, but most of the time he lived in England and wrote music of a more romantic bent that kind of fell out of fashion in the last 20 years of his life. His music sort of vanished from the scene for a while after his death, and it's just being rediscovered, I think.
For more information about the Musaica Goes Green performance on April 22nd at the Lakeview Unitarian Church, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.